just for love. Like the wings of some high flying bird, all the songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever heard come to you. Of the people I've been, of the visions I have seen, of the things I think about, a situation. Just trying to be these things can only happen.
Good afternoon.
Once in a life.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Clark in Texas with you on this Saturday, October 22nd, 2011, for the next hour. Public broadcasting exists to bring forth real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, the separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you, too, are as reliable a news medium in what's left of America, without a doubt. And besides all else, you're tuned to RBN because you can handle the truth. Our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Your calls are an important part of what makes this network unique. Since RBN is talk radio, entirely supported by producers of first-quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. So check out our website, republicbroadcasting.org. It is well worth a visit. If you're from my neck of the woods, and you've tuned to 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX, out of Cleburne in north central Texas and points beyond, we'd especially like to hear from you. For detailed program notes of this broadcast or any of those previous, refer to the web address larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find the weblog for Just an American. Today's program notes, as last week's and previous week's, are posted currently, so that hopefully this will assist in our engagement of a real conversation today. Many of you know that I'm an avid listener to the conversations generated across this network. And truth to tell, it's mostly due to my living life as a hermit that I even have the time. I purposely removed myself from converse when I discovered that the communitarians had taken over this government and that my right to own those fruits derived from my lifetime of labor had been stolen from me. And with that, we'll pick up on the other side. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now to pick up, I removed myself from commerce when I discovered that the communitarians had taken over this government and that my right to own those fruits derived from my lifetime of labor had been stolen from me under their ludicrous claims of a body of law called communitarian law. Not only do they claim to be the perpetual lien holders of my land and of my household effects, but they have also staked a slave master's claim on me as their slave. Now, you've heard it said, the devil's in the details. But have you ever considered this adage, this truism, as a universal maxim of law? While the many are focused solely on the generalities, it is the few, laser focused on the details, that generally accrue the lion's share of the wealth. My thanks to Jeffrey Bennett and to Roger Sales. On this network, Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz every Wednesday, early evening, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what has happened, ladies and gentlemen. We Americans who haven't been a part of this web of deceit have been asleep at the switch. And the train called Liberty has jumped its track, wreaking havoc for all of us concerned. So now we must beg the question, what is wealth, Master? How might one adequately address procuring, securing, and then preserving for one's posterity even the accrual of wealth? Especially when liars, thieves, murderers, one could call them pirates, have already claimed you as their prize. He who accepts the benefit must stand to the burden. So, would that mean we are their beasts of burden? Are you down with submission? Where will we register our complaints about the food, the water, or the air we all breathe? When, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Sir Walter Scott. Three dichotomies: predator prey, master slave, host parasite. Splitting the difference. Risk reward, cost benefit, profit loss. A new definition for symbiosis: ways in which our captors manage their stolen booty. And two incessant subliminal messaging themes. One is to apply, which means to beg, as if to induce one into one more unconscionable contract. The other is submit. Those of you who like your computers, I admit I am the same. How often do we see this word, submit? Even apply. So what else can one do? You will submit, or else you will die, you useless eater, you. Now, today's broadcast is untitled, but perhaps you'll notice at the top of the webpage at larkintexas.blogspot.com, the song and dance retinue, that is Red Symphony, and communism is monopoly crony capitalism. But now, all that's green will turn to gold. A retinue is a collective type of a word which indicates retainers or attendants accompanying a high-ranking person. Think feudalism and even neo-feudalism. It's a group of attendants or followers, such as an entourage, a following, a suite, or a train. In brief, a body of persons who attend to a person of importance in travel or public appearance. A retinue is a body of persons retained in the service of a noble or royal personage. A suite of retainers, quote unquote. Very interesting word, retinue. You may note its association with the word court and to cortege. Then there's this word dichotomy, any splitting of a whole into exactly two non-overlapping parts, meaning it is a procedure in which a whole is divided into two parts. A partition of a whole or a set into two parts or subsets that are jointly exhaustive. Everything must belong to one part or the other, and mutually exclusive. Nothing can belong simultaneously to both parts. The two parts thus formed are complements. In logic, the partitions are opposites if there exists a proposition such that it holds over one and not the other. In the community of philosophers and scholars, many believe that unless a distinction can be made rigorous and precise, it isn't really a distinction. By a dichotomy familiar to us all, a woman requires her own baby to be perfectly normal and at the same time superior to all other babies. The coffee table featured a couple of Shakespeare texts and a copy of Time Out, an intriguing dichotomy. Now, I live in North Central Texas, and so today's program notes includes a couple of interesting links appropriate to that part of the world in which I have landed. The first is a link to the Dallas Citizens Council. And if you live in Texas, you know the lingo. The business of America is business. The Dallas Citizens Council was incorporated on November 22, 1937. And an American president was murdered on November 22, 1963. Also on November 22, 1963, Aldous Huxley and C.S. Lewis also died. Take note of the undelivered remarks for the Dallas Citizens Council, intended for delivery by President Kennedy at the Trademark in Dallas. Now, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826, exactly 50 years after the Declaration of Independence was signed. Another ex-president, James Monroe, famous for the Monroe Doctrine, he died on July 4th, 1831. Now, another institution located in Plano, Texas, a suburb just north of Dallas, is called the Center for American and International Law. It was founded in 1947 as the Southwestern Legal Foundation, and it's located at 5201 Democracy Drive in Plano, Texas. I would invite you to visit these two references today. Links are provided, and make your own determination. I particularly invite you to take note of the players at the Dallas Citizens Council and take note of the director, the current chairman of the Center for American and International Law. And we'll return following these messages.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. In the previous segment, I made reference to the Dallas Citizens Council, as well as the Center for American and International Law. Now, the Center for American and International Law provides further indoctrination, termed education, into the internationalist communitarian agenda. It is an indoctrination center for thought leaders, particularly of the legal and law enforcement communities. The Dallas Citizens Council purports to represent the very best interest of Dallas. And some of the business activities of these folks is quite interesting. Former Mayor Ron Kirk, a communitarian, is President Obama's trade representative. Maybe he's a commissar. I am not sure. I have met him personally, and I know him to be a rather unsavory character. Some of the activities of the members of the Dallas Citizens Council include organ trafficking. And they love the institutes of higher learning, and especially all those hospitals. If you'll visit the website today, you'll see that for the first time I included some imagery. I'm not very technically proficient with a computer, but just enough to capture. They are throwing it in our faces by Jordan Maxwell. And he makes suggestions that this date in history, May 1st, May Day, is quite a significant one, even to this day. The year that we find the Declaration of Independence signed, we also find the Order of the Perfectibilist, or the Illuminati, what Weishaupt wanted to call the Order of the Bees, was announced and founded. May Day, as you may or may not know, May 1st is a major holiday in the Soviet Union and other communist countries. It was on May Day that American newspapers announced that Hitler had died. 1945. It was on May Day that former President Shrub Bush announced the death of bin Laden in 2003. But wait a minute. It was also on May Day in 2011 that Obama, announced that bin Laden had been killed again. Quite a laughing matter, isn't it? Now, Red Symphony, if you'll do a search online, will turn up a lot of interesting things, which is why I refer to the Red Symphony as a song and dance retinue. It's a stage play, a production, complete with a script, script writers, cinematographers, camera people, audio people. It is a stage production. I extracted from an article entitled, of course, Red Symphony, by Dr. J. Landowski, 1968, reprinted in 2002, this. So this question was vulgarized. Hegelian idealism is a widespread adjustment to an uninformed understanding in the West of the natural mysticism of Baruch Spinoza. They, quote-unquote, are Spinozists. Perhaps the matter is the other way around. In other words, that Spinozism is them, quote-unquote. Insofar as he is only a version adequate to the epic of their, quote-unquote, own philosophy, which is a much earlier one, standing on a much higher level. After all, we will continue right after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
These things can only matter.
Back. So to pick up from the brief extract from Red Symphony, Hegelian idealism is a widespread adjustment to an uninformed understanding in the West of the natural mysticism of Baruch Spinoza. They, quote-unquote, are Spinozists. Perhaps the matter is the other way around. In other words, that Spinozism is them, quote-unquote. insofar as he is only a version adequate to the epic of their, quote-unquote, own philosophy, which is a much earlier one, standing on a much higher level. After all, a Hegelian, and for that reason also the follower of Spinoza, was devoted to his faith, but only temporarily, tactically. The matter does not stand, as is claimed by Marxism, that as the result of the elimination of contradictions, there arises the synthesis. It is as the result of the opposing mutual fusion from the thesis and antithesis that there arises, as a synthesis, the reality, truth, as a final harmony between the subjective and objective. Do you not see that already? In Moscow, there is communism. In New York, capitalism. It is all the same as a thesis and antithesis. Analyze both. Moscow is subjective, communism, but capitalism objective, state capitalism. New York, capitalism subjective, but communism objective. A personal synthesis, truth. The Financial International, the capitalist communist one. They, quote unquote. I see Ronnie's on the line again. Welcome back, Ronnie.
Hi, Lark. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, just excited as can be. I'm very appreciative of this incredible scholarship once again, and how relevant it is and how instructive, hopefully, for those willing to listen and understand about the dialectic. It's actually very, very sophisticated. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that. I must say I do this as a labor of love. But be that as it may, please continue.
Oh, I noticed also on the webpage you have some information about the Jewish utopia, which I read, not recently, but yes, this was to do with this, to me anyway, this mentality of entitlement, and which I have identified as actually a physical brain anomaly as well as a cultural phenomenon of oligarchism or oligarchy as a principle of, you know, hierarchies and hierarchies of control and spheres of influence, I believe is one way to look at it as well. I believe this is characterized by the pyramid that with the kind of the one person at the top and everyone else below with the useless eaters and useful idiots, as you just, you know, described them, in terms of the retinue, being part of this control process. And another way that I look at that is the res interna and res externa, meaning like your reason for existence on the internal mental state or level of consciousness, then externally with our social relationships. And so this is the kind of dynamic that is created and manipulated as the dialectic, in my observation. And I was just wondering, I have a question. Do you think that fascism might be the synthesis between capitalism, Marxism, with their public-private partnerships, and the current kind of green fascist aspects of control?
Well, I will say this. Most everyone with a soft socialist or, shall we say, democratic bent will identify the enemy as fascist.
Mm-hmm.
And most everyone with a shall we say, conservative or rightist bent, wants to identify the enemy as the communist or the socialist. But in truth, we have arrived at the synthesis, at least insofar as the government is concerned today, because it is communitarian. And this is what I try to bring forward. And it itself is a trap, because with when you are engaged in a Hegelian thought process, for every time you reach a synthesis, a new conflict arises. Again, the thesis and the antithesis to that thesis has to be debated. And again, we engage in really kind of circuitous argument, and we never delve into the real issues at hand insofar as they relate to the individual. The individual is really king in this debate between the individualist and the collectivist, even between the libertarians, so-called, and the communitarians. What I've learned is that the communitarians love this debate, because in their view, they've had many more years and practical experience to debate the philosophical angles, if you will, from both sides. And so they welcome this debate. And in fact, it's called the final great debate. It's between libertarianism and communitarianism. But as it stands today, I'd have to disagree with any assertion which identifies it as one or the other. In truth, language rooted in words, worded in the chicanery surrounding the usage of these words, should inform any conscious individual that words themselves are really not something that you want to rely upon, especially as they're emitted from outside sources or agencies. Your thoughts, Ronnie?
Exactly, and it's similar, as I said some time previously, to this Cartman triangle trap, where you're there's a debate going on between what's right and wrong, or what's true or false, or whatever, and it's usually what's right and wrong, and this ego-based desire to be right as opposed to truthful. I think is the nature, essential nature of the trap. And you're so knowledgeable about communitarianism. I haven't looked into it that much, although I think I comprehend it, that there's this rationale that we have to sacrifice our personal needs and possessions and so forth for the sake of the community or the greater good. But the debate seems to be that they get to frame that, what is the greater good. And it doesn't matter what that, what the argument is, it's circuitous, as you said, and it's a trap. So, and this is what the rescuer, persecutor, victim merry-go-round is about, too. And until we step out of that and take personal responsibility, we're stuck. And it, getting to that point is where I'd like to figure out how, you know, what to do. It's because we are beings of language, we're trapped in these kind of false symbols of reality. Maybe we need to transcend language altogether and perceive directly a little bit more truthful reality. And that's a spiritual question, maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I would tend to agree with you in that respect. I want to harken back, though, to this reality of communitarianism, and especially of communitarian law, as being the reality that we live in today, especially in terms of our relationship with others, other communitarians, because we are surrounded by them. They're also socialist. There is such a thing, too, as the supremacy of communitarian law, which is a contract clause used in multinational contractual agreements. And the supremacy of communitarian law is the cornerstone of what now our Supreme Court adheres to. It's what the United Nations and the International Court of Justice at The Hague adheres to. And frankly, it's rooted in also something called secular humanism. As I indicated last week, Ronnie, what I fear is this thing called the Golden Rule going by the wayside. As language is conflated and the people are continually dumbed down, do we need to throw out the baby with the bathwater? We must ask ourselves, you see?
Right.
But unfortunately, with the supremacy of communitarian law, contract clause, and all these Fortune 500 companies, including the trust company, which is the receiver of the bankruptcy, we have become a communitarian nation. Our kids are completely indoctrinated into its designs and precepts. It's true in our public school system, and it's true in throughout academia, even at the highest levels, at the colleges and the universities. So all these people that we are taught to believe are thought leaders are immersed in this stuff. And that's why I say this particular ism, communitarianism, is so dangerous, because it takes away every notion of individualist thinking and permits them to be subsumed by something called the community. And this is not a good thing for humanity, for the individual, for ourselves, for our children, because it makes us feel powerless eventually. It makes us think that, well, we have to throw in with the criminals, with the liars, the mass murderers, the pirates. Entirely dangerous and no good. But stay with me on the phone, Ronnie. I'm going to bring forth for the audience a few other tidbits of information. Do you mind?
Absolutely not, and I'm right with you.
Now, I have some comments regarding the Occupy Wall Street situation. And you can read them at the LarkinTexas.blogspot.com website for Just an American. Now, I have some comments identifying who are syndicalists. And what is a syndicalist? Syndicalist is somebody who may or may not know they are syndicalist, but they indeed are, based upon their actions and their associations. These are socialists, today communitarians. There's reference made to a Harvard graduate, rather famous in his time, well, for a time, who popularized that word libertarian. And what he held to, that would be William James Sidis, SIDIS.net. Most libertarians are unfortunately today collectivists. The only one that befits American, as I believe an American was intended to be, would be perhaps the anarcho-individualist, because at least the anarcho-individualist subscribes to what we call a limited governmental system. But I want to say, too, that a repeat of a previous quote is in order here. before I go to four false isms, which purport to validate, justify, and make self-evident the need or necessity for the equally false ism. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, all isms are false, ultimately, of communitarianism. And that would be, arrival at truth is many-layered because it requires the lifting of veils. And we'll pick up on that. Stay with us, Ronnie. After this, brief.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Picking up where we left off, we're joined today by Ronnie in Oregon. Regarding these four false isms, they are scientism, or the primacy of so-called science in all matters, especially over questions of trivial things like morality, and two. Then there is futilitarianism, a school of thought or a belief system that holds that all human activity is futile. However, in the hands of people like Ezekiel Emanuel, who also holds to futilitarianism, he actually promotes this so-called duty to die in the Obamacare health package, whatever that is. And then there is, of course, the bedrock isms for the communitarians, and those would be Darwinism and Malthusianism. When we think Darwinism, think survival of the fittest is a justification for waging, quote-unquote, silent war on the unfit. Because it ties in so beautifully, according to the communitarians, with this so-called Malthusian doctrine, which holds that we just have too many useless eaters on the planet. In that respect, think of John Holdren, another Obama commissar who was the co-author of the population bomb. But, you know, as regards free trade, we could point to British mercantilism. The point is that these things that we see today are really part and parcel of what we witnessed from James Warburg in a testimony before the Congress. We will have one world government, whether by conquest or consent. And what we see today is, frankly, we have both. Any final comments from you today, Ronnie, before we close out?
I agree completely, and this is absolutely the most important thing to understand is how our minds are manipulated and how we comply with this. The consent and conquest is perhaps another final synthesis that we have to realize that without our individual sovereignty, our creative capacity to solve problems, I think, goes away. And
I think if we arm ourselves with some facts and some introspection, and we arm ourselves with just a few words so that we can understand the enemy's language, then we will all be better prepared to face the future that's been laid before us.
Thank you,
Ronnie.
All right.
Thank you for coming in.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, to RBN.
Ever climb.